Okay, so we're diving into something pretty different this time. We see celebrities taking fashion risks all the time, right? But this one made me stop and take notice.
Yeah, there's just something about it.
Corinna Brown, she's fantastic in Heartstopper, by the way. Total standout at the Glamour Women of the Year Awards.
I saw the pictures, definitely eye-catching.
It wasn't the typical sparkly gown or anything. It was latex. A latex dress on the red carpet. Unexpected, to say the least.
Interesting. And knowing her style, it wasn't like trying too hard to be edgy.
Exactly. This was the Cecilia sleeveless evening dress from Insatiable, and it was stunning, like seriously elegant. Deep pomegranate red, floor length with these amazing leg slits, and there were these cutouts around the hips.
Okay, so it sounds like they were going for a balance then, because latex, you know, it's got that inherent,
A little bit dangerous.
yeah, or like you said, edgy. But this sounds like it was trying to do something different with that material.
Oh, absolutely. And Insatiable even says as much, like in their marketing. They actually describe this dress as perfect for, get this, a red carpet event or an office party.
Whoa, okay, now that takes guts. I don't know about that one.
Right. I was like, what office party are they going to do?
But see, that's smart though, because it plays on how our relationship with clothes is changing. That whole idea of versatility, you know, being able to dress something up or down, that's huge right now.
Yeah, people want more bang for their buck, especially with how expensive everything is.
And with a material like latex, there's already that built-in intrigue. It's not your average cocktail dress material, so it's making a statement no matter what.
And a pricey statement at that. This Insatiable dress, over 2,000 pounds. 2,185 to be exact. So clearly they're aiming for a certain customer.
Wow. Yeah, that's definitely making a statement. It makes you wonder, is this a blip or is latex going to become more common in high-end fashion?
Right. Because we've seen these niche trends come and go, but this one, I don't know, it feels different.
It's interesting because celebrities, they really do have the power to shift perceptions. What they wear can make or break a trend. So someone like Corinna Brown choosing this dress, it's a big deal.
Totally. And going back to the dress itself, it wasn't just about the shock value of latex, it was the elegance. That's what I think struck me.
Absolutely. And that's what good design is all about, right? Taking something unexpected and making it feel elevated. Insatiable. They're known for that. And the fact that they chose to work with latex, that says something. It takes real skill.
Oh, for sure. It's a completely different skill set, you know.
Yeah.
The construct, everything is different when you're dealing with latex.
Exactly. So you're not just paying for the look, but the craftsmanship. It's like high fashion meets, well, I don't know, a little bit of rebellion, maybe.
That's a great way to put it. It's pushing boundaries, but in a sophisticated way. So to recap, we've got unexpected elegance on the red carpet, latex potentially becoming a major player in the fashion world, and Corinna Brown showing us all how it's done.
And she totally owned it, from what I saw.
She did. It's making me rethink my whole wardrobe.
Ah.
But that's the question, isn't it? Would we wear a latex dress? It's one thing to admire it on someone else, but it's a whole different story when it comes to our own personal style. So something to think about next time you're getting dressed.
I might need a little more convincing, but I'm open to it. Maybe.
Baby steps, baby steps.